Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download Bashani Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download Bashani Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Bashani Radio app for free now.
You're listening to the School of Client Attraction. Markwell Russell is the founder of Client Attraction University, a marketing consultancy helping you attract clients on autopilot and scale your business while working 50% less. Quick disclaimer, a side effect of listening to the show is more clients, more profits, more freedom, and more impact in your business. Now, here's your host, Markwell Russell.
Hey, what's up, my friend? Markwell Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. And in today's episode, I'm going to answer the question, how do you choose coaches? I'm going to actually share like how I choose coaches specifically. And it's 5 steps. I got some notes right here, and I'm going to just read it right off of here, right? So number one, I got some specific criteria when I'm looking for a coach. And we invest in coaches all the time. We probably invest about 10 grand or so a month for 5 figures easily. Definitely over 10,000, but 5 figures easily every single month in coaching and consulting and support and things of that nature, right? So I'm going to share with you the criteria that we typically look at. Number one is the teacher experienced and have they already done what I desire to do? So I don't want nobody who's just talking about it, right? So I'm going to give you an example. We made a post on social media a couple weeks ago and said, would you hire somebody, a coach, to get you to 6 or 7 figures who actually haven't done it? And a lot of people said they would because, you know, they use different examples like, hey, you know, Phil Jackson never won a championship. However, he helped Michael Jordan get to a lot of championships and stuff like that. And I get it. I get the justification of that. However, I only want to invest into individuals who've actually done it. That's just for me. I totally get that reference. I totally get it. But I know for me, my criteria is I want to find somebody who's actually done it. If I'm going to hire a personal trainer, I want a personal trainer who's actually in shape. If I'm gonna hire a marriage coach, I want somebody who's actually not only married, but like happily married. If I'm gonna hire a business coach, I want to hire somebody who's actually in business, right? They have a growing, prospering business, right? And in a way that I like in terms of lifestyle and all that different type of stuff. So that's the first thing I ask, right? Number two, is the teacher currently doing what I desire to do? I don't want to hire somebody who like this what they used to do and it used to work back in their heyday. But now they don't do anything but teach. Nah. I want to know, is this what they're currently doing? And is it working now? So that's number two. Number three, do my values align with the teacher? I think this is very, very important because when you're around people, especially if you're around people regularly, you're going to pick up other things, right? So like, for example, growing up, I would know, even now, I would notice like if you hang around certain people, you'll start talking and, you know, having the same movements and things of that nature of this individual. So you can pick up other things without really realizing, right? So I always use an example of, I was working with this one coach one time and I found out that he was actually cheating on his wife. No judgment to him. That's his business. Who am I to judge, right? But I didn't want to be around that type of energy. So I removed myself from that particular situation. So that's number three. Number four, does the teacher have results? Not just results for themselves, right? Because I see people flashing their 2 Common Club Awards online and, you know, their cars and their homes and, you know, their yachts and all the different type of stuff. And all that's great. I applaud it. However, that just shows me that they're great salespeople and great marketers, right? Well, the thing that shows me somebody's a great coach is the results of their clients, right? It's a scripture that basically says you can tell a tree by the fruits it bears, right? So what kind of fruits are they producing, not for themselves, but for other people? Because if nobody else ain't implementing this process to get results, I'm skeptical if it works. Because just because somebody can do a thing doesn't necessarily mean they can teach a thing. Because actually extracting it, breaking it down so other people can do it, that's a completely different skill set, okay? Number five is, what will happen if I don't take action now? So I always look at opportunity costs, right? If I don't invest now, what does that cost me? Let me give you an example. So we have a couple. They actually decided to work with us back in like April. Yeah, I think it was like April, August, something like that. However, when they started working with us, they was making about $1,500, $2,000 a month. $4,000 for a month for them was a great month, but they averaged about $1,500, $2,000 a month. Here's the thing though. They end up enrolling after about 3 or 4 days of praying about it and all that different type of stuff, but they had spoke to us 6 months prior, right? So they end up enrolling 6 months later. Now, here's what happened. After they enrolled with us, 30 days later, they made $30,000. They was doing $30,000 months in 30 days. Then they went to, their next month was like 40-something thousand. After about 6 months of working with us, they're now doing over $100,000 a month within about 6 or 7 months. It took them 6 months to actually make the decision to go ahead and enroll. Imagine if they would enroll 6 months earlier, they'd probably be doing a couple hundred grand, a few hundred grand a month. But the opportunity cost of not taking action then. So that's the criteria I look at. Is the teacher experienced and have already done what I desire to do? Is the teacher currently doing what I desire to do? Do my values align with the teacher? Does the teacher have the results? And what would happen if I don't take action now? Thank you so much for checking out this episode. Have a phenomenal day because you absolutely deserve it. Talk to you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple. They're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
This is the PodcastFactory.com.
Completely redesigned Bashani radio app is hotter than ever. Now you can binge listen your favorite podcast show. And for those listeners that like to talk trash, excuse me, I mean give feedback. Just tap our new feedback button and run your mouth for 60 seconds. Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.